The next patient is Paul Thomas. The last name is T-H-O-M-A-S. Mr. Thomas is a 77-year-old white man that is referred to the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, with a persistent deterioration and evidence of proteinuria. I had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup, and in the last 6 months, the serum creatinine has gone up from 1.52 1.93, and this determination was done on April the 19th of 2024. In December 26th of 2023, the creatinine was 1.6. The amount of protein that has been present in the urine as of December 26th of 2023 was 2,779 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is significant. The most likely situation is this increase in the proteinuria has been the responsible for the deterioration of the kidney function. However, some other issues have been present that could be making an impact in this deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. He says that more than 40 years ago, they had to go in and remove the stones through surgery. Some of the CT scans are consistent with bilateral tiny calcifications in both kidneys. Following number, the patient has a history of alcohol abuse. He quit more than eight months ago. However, there is to the physical examination evidence of acidic wave, and most importantly, this patient has had a gastrointestinal bleed leading to a profound anemia with a hemoglobin between 6 and 7 grams that require blood transfusions. And this is an ongoing process to the point that they decided to stop the Plavix and the aspirin in order to avoid more bleeding. He's under the care of Dr. Patel, P-A-T-A-L, the gastroenterologist, and they are planning to do a capsule endoscopy since the EGD and the colon failed to show active bleeding. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, status post-PCI in the left anterior descending, and angioplasty in one of the diagonals. The patient has also history of peripheral vascular disease status post-carotid surgery bilaterally. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient had a evidence of aortic stenosis. There was evidence of a bacterial endocarditis. The valve was operated on, and the patient has been stable ever since. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control, and following number, anemia associated to the blood loss. It's a very complicated case. I discuss in detail every single aspect of his disease, and the important approach from the nephrology point of view is to put him on a plant-based diet, because he has a severe inflammatory disease going on that is affecting the cardiovascular system. The patient has deterioration of the kidney function with the proteinuria, and that has to be treated with the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors. We gave samples of Farxiga, 5 milligrams on daily basis. The side effects of the Farxiga that are including the possibility of dehydration and or urinary tract infections were discussed. The patient doesn't have symptoms of urinary obstruction. On the other hand, a plant-based diet was emphasized, as a low-sodium diet is also recommended. And we are going to keep a close follow-up. We are going to reevaluate the case in 8 weeks with laboratory workup to see whether or not the patient is responding to the administration of the Farxiga and or make adjustments according to the results. He has been very unstable in the last 6 months. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We're going to follow up with you.